Welcome to the Kingsley Grant Show, the podcast dedicated to helping you become the leader everyone loves and wants to follow. Kingsley believes his leadership paradigm, Emotelligence, the art of succeeding where others failed, is the key to achieving this status. On this show, Kingsley guides you through the uncharted waters of emotional intelligence and leadership essentials, with the guarantee that upon exit, you will become more skilled in relationship management, decision-making, and job performance. Now here's your host, your coach, and your Sherpa, Kingsley Grant.
Here we go. This is your boy, Kingsley Grant, behind the Jamaican microphone, bringing you yet another show. Today, I am coming to you from the Command Center of the Emotelligent Leadership Institute, where I am in an undisclosed location because I'm reaching into the vault of where I have stacks and stacks of the resources that I have, especially for you. They are selected. So today, I'm going to reach as right now into the vault. Okay, I've got it. Let me put that down here. All right, we've got it. So, as we dive into today's topic that brought you here, you can tell that this is going to be a bit of a different flavor in the episode. It may, for some people, depending on your point of view and your sway based upon politics, based upon likes and dislikes of certain people, you may have some, you may approach this with a bit of a caution. And yes, I'm going to share some things that may create a stir, or it may be controversial for me to have these names of three different people in the same sentence. It's almost like having three people you would consider to be enemies in the same room. And so today's topic is based upon the five leadership skills that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez outlined in a conversation she had found in TheGuardian.com. And she mentioned these leadership skills. And as I read them, I'm thinking who does she have in mind? I don't think she had the president, Donald Trump, and his meeting with Kim Jong-un. I don't know if she had that in mind. I don't think so. if she did, it probably, based upon their relationship, it probably seen him as not being this way. But when I read the five leadership skills that she described, I began to think, well, does he, the president, exhibits any of these? Are these true of him? Because if these skills are, as she outlined, what leaders who are true leaders do, then I wonder how, through those lens, the lens of those skills, would she see the president? Or you, when you hear them, how do you see him? Now, this is not about a for or against any of the individuals that are described above, right? And described in the topic of this podcast episode, right? You won't hear me describing whether I am for one or against the other. I'm just looking at, as I promised you when I first began this podcast, if you remember, if you were with me at the very beginning, I promised you that one thing I will do is challenge certain thoughts that are probably prevailing thoughts, things we have taken for granted, things we have accepted as for at face value, because it has always been that way. And if you have listened, you definitely have heard me take on a few things that were status quo. We accepted them. We trusted that what they said that meant. And you know that I try to be as fair and as a leader as I am. I try to be fair, and I try to look through the lens as best as possible, a lens that gives look at a fair and a neutral position, right? So I don't have no bones to pick in this quote dog fight, unquote, that may be going on between politicians like these described. So it's not about that. It's really about leadership. And I do actually, when I saw this first came across these skills that she outlined, it was on Twitter. I was on Twitter and scrolling through my feed, and I saw this tweet that was mentioned on her handle. It caught my attention, obviously, because it mentioned leadership. And I, even though it was not a lipsical type of outline where 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, when I read them, I'm saying, oh, there are 5 leadership skills she outlined. And then I responded, of course, you know, who am I? I mean, I'm just this guy who have no idea who she is, or she doesn't have any idea who I am. And probably I'm not going to get an engagement, but who knows? But anyway, I responded and I acknowledged the 5 leadership skills because I believe they are very, very insightful, because I would have mentioned them, and you would hear, when you hear them, you'll see that, oh, you will recall me mentioning these skills at one point or another. But I thought they were very insightful in one collective place, right? And so what I did was I said, to her, I said, and you might want to add these 7 other skills that I have outlined in my new book, The Multi-Intelligent Leader: Succeed Where Others Failed and Become the Leader Everyone Loves and Wants to Follow. Now, of course, I mean, you know, you might say, well, Kingsley, yeah, you put that there because you wanted to push your book at the same time. Well, I mean, I'm going to list 7 essential traits of leadership. Then I need to cite where they came from, right? So I chose a moment to cite that they came from my book, and I list all 7 there, which I said, and you may want to add these. Leadership is stewardship, because these are found in my book. Leadership is stewardship, 2. Leadership is relationship, 3. Leadership is partnership, 4. Leadership is mentorship, 5. Leadership is craftsmanship, 6. Leadership is salesmanship, and 7. Leadership is directorship. Now, I put all that in my tweet in response to what she posted. Now, of course, no one has actually taken me up on that, and I'm hoping that it's because I'm adding, not trying to fight with, not trying to debate, not trying to nothing. I'm only simply saying I acknowledge those skills, and it doesn't matter for me. When I see leadership skills based upon the lens through which I look, I want to make sure I acknowledge those as, okay, that skill is one that I would actually teach. I would actually encourage and coach leaders to develop. It doesn't matter where it came from, because it's a skill or it's not a skill, right? If it's a skill, I want to talk about that. Now, you know, we have some people who are despots, right? And for example, Kim Jong-un would be described by some as a despot, right? A leader who is very, based upon what I've read, and what people have labeled him as, cruel, and he's a dictator, right? We know that. There's no question about that. No one would argue that fact. And possibly would see him as such. But listen, he is a leader of a country. Yes, 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 I get it. He's leading with a very heavy hand. And that's dictatorship. And I don't in any way abdicate. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't abdicate or advocate for that, right? I don't advocate for that. Not the word, not abdicate. I don't advocate for that. So you know me. I'm not trying to say, right? But in even in a bad situation, bad leader or a person that is described as cruel and all that. We could find some skills that are leadership related that we want to learn from. If you are the person that, because of the label someone wears, whether it's in politics or in religion or in any area, and because of the label they wear, you're simply going to disregard everything they do and say. It's really a sad place if you get to that place, because we can always learn something. You know, I remember growing up in Jamaica, people would say that you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, right? And I remember when I first heard that as a young child, I had no idea what that meant. But over time, I've gotten to understand that even though the bathwater is dirty, it ought to be to get rid of, don't forget the baby is in that bathwater. And you want to make sure the baby is taken out and then throw the bathwater out. And then another thing I learned growing up is that, eat the meat and spit out the bones. Have you ever heard any of those sayings before? I mean, are those familiar to you? I don't know, but they make a point, right? So even though a person that may have, issues that you don't necessarily align with and you agree with, and I do too. I see people who are leaders that I don't agree with their behavior. I don't agree with things that they do. However, can I find something about leadership that they're doing well? Obviously, they do have some skill sets, or they would not, for the most part, end up in the position they are. Now, I know some people are based upon succession and inheritance and family. In some countries, they gain that position of leadership, not because they earned it, not because they're qualified necessarily, but because they were groomed for that position and they just kind of fell into their laps. Doesn't make them the best leader, but I'm sure they're learning some things along the way. And if they surround themselves with the right people, they can become better leaders over time, right? That is true in every situation, every context that we can think about. And therefore, what I'm saying, I say all that to say, because of these names of people I've mentioned, whether you see any of these three individuals, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, President Donald Trump, King Kim Jong-un, and you may have your issues with them. I do too. I have issues with all three. I'm not going to list those issues here. This is not what the show is about. However, can I learn from them? Is there something that they may say or do that may make sense? And you know what? I could actually use to become better in my leadership skills or in my coaching as a leader, executive leader, coach, or as a trainer, right? Life is filled with opportunities to learn. And that's one thing I've learned over the last several years of my life. Life is learning. Never, ever get to the place of disregarding and dismissing information that could be used and to be helpful because of where it came from, right? Be careful of that. And I'm not saying you do. I'm just, of course, probably preaching to the choir here that you already know this. But just because somebody else might not, and they might listen to this podcast, I wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Therefore, I'm going to get into then, what are the five leadership skills that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez mentioned in this article and on the Twitter that caught my attention? But I believe that possibly if those are true and she's authentic with that, which I believe it was, then it's impossible to hold true to those five skills you mentioned and not see that in other people because of, put aside your politics, put aside your disagreement. But if you're being honest with what it is, then I cannot dispute the fact that when I see it, I have to acknowledge it. And we saw that. But actually, you will see what I'm saying when I list these five leadership skills she mentioned. you'll see for yourself and determine whether or not the president exhibited those skills in putting together this meeting with the dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Okay, so we're going to get into that in a few moments, but we've got to do what you know we've been doing, and that is to go to our Did You Know segment, which I highlight something about Jamaica in my episodes, right? About a place that you might want to visit when you do go on vacation to Jamaica. So it's one of those tourist destinations. And I think that you are going to find this one that I have today to be a very interesting one, because it's one that you don't hear much of. And truly speaking, I've never been there for this very reason. But if you are a person that is into geology and into any kind of science-related thing, or curious, or you're an adventurer, or you are a photographer, right? If you're any of those, or just wanted to go and sightsee for something outside of what you've seen much of before, then this is a place to go. It's 30 minutes drive from Ocho Rios, as one of the hot spots of tourist destination in Jamaica. And so, before we get there, I can't begin unless we first introduce the Did You Know segment. So here we go. Did you know that 30 minutes from Ocho Rios in Runaway Bay, where this place is, Ocho Rios is actually in the parish of Runaway Bay, right? There is what's called the Green Grotto Caves, right? Grotto, Grotto Caves. And there are Jamaica's best known limestone caves. They were once used by the Arawak Indians and were also the reputed hideaway of escaped slaves and Spanish settlers who were fleeing from the British, because Jamaica was a colony of the British, right? And so that's where our British history comes from. And even my name, Kingsley, it's all British related. I won't go into all of that, but that's what Jamaica was. And in most recent times, though, they were also used, these caves were also used as a backdrop for a Bond, James Bond movie. Now, today they are, you can go there, they're filled with bats and snakes. But here's what happened. You can have a guided tour that will share the history of the caves and show you the beautiful stalactites and the stalagmites, if you're into that stuff, as well as an underground lake. Yes. Now, here's the thing. It's a very slippery, as you can imagine, slippery slope kind of experience. So you've got to be very careful. If you're having any physical issues, disabilities, I would recommend you not do this one. But if you are really somebody who's, you're adventurous and you are in pretty good health and actually wear the right kind of shoes, then I would say, hey, check it out. And there are also safe places you can go and just look from a distance that they'll also give you the tour as well without having to actually go and experience that yourself. But did you know that Jamaica have this kind of cave? And did you know that one of the James Bond movie was actually use this case as a backdrop? Well, now you know, and now you must go. We now return to regular broadcasting of the Kings of Grant show. Okay, now for the moment you have been waiting for. I'm sorry it's taken me this long, but I had to kind of set everything up because I did not want you to somehow either, leave this episode today once it's finished, somehow thinking that, I did it because of some kind of an hidden agenda. But I just wanted to bring to you what I believe that she outlined as I agree with them. But as I did, I added my seven, quote, my two cents, so to speak. Now, as I mentioned, this was an interview that she did with a young girl, and her name is Greta Thunberg, Greta Thunberg. Now, it's reported in The Guardian. Now, Greta Thunberg is a Swedish activist who, at the age of 15 years old, began protesting outside the Swedish parliament about the need for immediate action to combat climate change, and has since become an outspoken climate activist. So obviously, she and Alexandra Cortez would definitely link because they both have similar agendas, right? In this interview is where these leadership skills were mentioned. And so Greta made this statement in a question. Toward the end of her question, she said, "We have a duty to lead when we already have basically everything." In response to that, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, you know, if I just use her name AOC because that's how most people refer to her as. She said, yes. And here are her words. "People think of leadership as this glamorous, powerful thing. To be a leader is to come first, to set the agenda. But what people don't realize is that leadership is also," and she is about to list 5 skills that leaders must have. "As I go through this, I would love for you to think about this and just kind of, please, take off your label right now. Take off any kind of bias or prejudice or, you know, whatever feelings you might have about any of these individuals, all 3, and just see if, as I list them, and be honest, be true to this context of our episode, and see if they if it fits what I describe as a meeting that Donald Trump had with Kim Jong-un." Okay, her first thing is leadership is enormously difficult. Check. We all would agree, right? Would you? I would. I did. It's enormously difficult. Not many people are actually, you know, going to be the leader that make, how should I put it, that really make waves and change things, because it's not easy. And not many people are actually going to put up with this, right? They don't have the stomach for it. The appetite is there, but they don't have the stomach for it. So it's difficult. We would say that the president admits that. He understands that. It's not an easy job. And every present president would say that, because you're going to make decisions that are not going to be liked by everyone. So it's a very difficult job. And that's why some people say it's lonely at the top. And I've disputed that before in a previous episode. Number 2, she says this: leadership is a responsibility. Leadership is not fun. I would agree with the first part, but somehow disagree with the second part. Because leadership can be fun. Because you can truly enjoy the fact that your leadership is helping people become the best version of themselves. You're helping to change things that will be better for people. To me, that's fun. It's fun. It's not funny. It's fun because you're watching the process. You're watching people becoming the best version, enjoying their lives that they would not enjoy otherwise. To me, that's pleasing. It's satisfactory. For me, it's fun in that regard. But the first part is, it's a responsibility. And we all admit and agree that no leader would in any way look at what they do as not a heavy responsibility placed upon them. So we'd say then, if we're being honest, first 2, that it would say is true of Donald Trump, who used this in the meeting with the president of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, right? The third thing she says is leadership is about doing things before anybody else does them. Ding. What would you say about that? Is it that something he did before anybody else did? He's the first president of the United States to have set foot into North Korea, right? So that is huge. That is an enormous historic moment that had never happened before. So when she said it's about doing things before anybody else does them, check. That's what he did. And again, we got to be honest and give credit where credit is due. This is not making a statement for or against. It's simply following basic, the word I'm looking for here is when you extract from a conversation certain things that are being made and you extrapolate them onto something else, then you say, okay, if it's true here, and it's got to be true over here as well. Okay, so if it's true based on what he says, it has to be true in this conversation that we're having today. So leadership is about doing things before anybody else does them. This is historic. No other president have done that before. Number four, leadership is about taking risks. Again, how risky is that? Now, maybe not for his life because of all the protection. I can imagine the enormous amount of protection and what the security had to do to make sure that was one of the historic moments that would not be disrupted by anything that could have happened to the president. But there's a risk. There's a risk. Something could have. Who knows? Who knows the unpredictable could have taken place? But the point is, it's a risk because it could be a political risk. It could be a risk of causing a further divide. I mean, it's risky. It's risky in almost every way that you look at it. But again, as she said, leadership is about taking risks. So would you say, would you agree that what the president did was one of risk? And if it's true, then what she says, then in essence, he acted as a leader, a true leader, based upon what she said. Wouldn't that be true? Okay. And number five. So the first one is enormously difficult. Number two, it's a responsibility. Number three, it's about doing things before anybody else does them. Number four, it's about taking risks. Number five, it's about taking decisions when you don't know. Now, check this one out. It's about taking decisions when you don't know 100% what the outcome is going to be. Where did I hear that before? I've heard a number of people who have kind of applauded the president for what he did of diplomacy, the path of diplomacy, rather than, than military, have said, yes, regardless of the outcome, he'd done something that is historic, but also opens up a possibility for future conversations. So it's about a decision when you don't know 100% of the outcome. And that's why you're a leader, right? That's why you're ahead of the pack. And so these five leadership skills that she mentioned, if they are true in her case and in her conversation with Greta Thunberg, if they are true in that conversation, then they have to be true also when it comes to the president, him meeting with Kim Jong-un in the demilitarized zone, right, between North Korea and South Korea, and stepped into North Korea. That would be true. If it's true, then in their conversation, that is the conversation between Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Greta Thunberg. If it's true that these leadership skills, as she outlined, is in that context of the conversation, it has to be true also with what happened between the meeting of Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Because if it's not true here with that meeting, then it cannot be true there as well, right? I hope that makes sense. You cannot have it true in one context and not true in the other context. So my point, and when I say that these leadership skills that she shared really kind of made what Donald Trump did, this meeting, it fits that meeting, right? And again, this is only one slice. This is not true in all the conversations. This is only one slice. I'm only looking at this through the lens of what happened in this historic manner. And it's not an argument for or against. It's simply saying leadership skills, when we hear them, when I hear them, when I read them, I'm looking for, okay, Is there a parallel? Do I see that someplace else? If I see it in someone, I'm not going to hold that back because of how I feel about them. I can say, yeah, I may not like you, but I cannot take away the fact that what you did was a true leadership skills. When I do teach that to other leaders by saying, if you're going to be a leader, you're going to have to take risks. You're going to have to be out front. You're going to have to make some decisions that you may not be 100% sure that it's going to work out the way you're thinking it will. But that's what leaders do. If I'm going to teach that to other leaders, when I see someone else does that, I have to cite them and give them credit for it. Isn't that so? I hope so for you as well. So my friend, I know that this is one of those episodes that was kind of, I had to take as much time as possible to try to make a case, and hopefully you understand my heart, know where I'm coming from with this. And if it was the president had given these five leadership skills list, and I saw one of his opponent, right, in the political realm, did something that I thought fits that, I would have to say that person also exhibited and behaved in that manner as which he outlined. And you could not, if it's true when he gives it over here, it has to be true when it happens over there, wherever there is. And that's where I'm coming from. So my friend, I know this was one of those episodes that may be different, but I believe it really serves the point of leadership. And I hope you would take these skills plus the one I outlined. And if you're not following me on Twitter, you may want to follow me on Twitter at Kingsley Grant, because you may see me posting some things and getting into conversation. I try to be very, very polite, very emotelligent as possible. Because again, emotelligence is the art of succeeding where others failed. And I have to succeed in a conversation. Not win, but succeed where I don't come off as someone who is just kind of throwing things around and just, you know what I'm talking about. And let me stop. I don't want to get into that right now. But I hope you follow me on social media. But also, can I ask you to give me a feedback on these episodes? And how do you do that? Well, the platform on which you're listening, if you would just take a moment, if it's Apple Podcast, iTunes, leave me a review and a rating there. I would really appreciate that. It helped the show to be found much easier. And if any other platform that you're on have another way of leaving a rating and a review, or just your appreciation for the show, please, will you show me some love? I would truly appreciate that. Again, thank you so very much for taking the time to listen. And I hope the show, as usual, was helpful to you. And remember this, my friend, you are one skill away from whatever it is. In this case, the best hope of being a leader. One skill. And don't forget that you can get the book. I'll have a link in the show notes, but actually in the article that goes along with this show. But it's kingsleygrant.com/free-leadership-book. kingsleygrant.com/free-leadership-book, and you can get your own copy. With that said, my friend, let's put the show back into the vault. And as you know, it's a very hot one, so I had to lift this and put it right back into the vault. There we go. It's now safely tucked away, locked away, and put aside. Now we can move on to saying, my friend, with that said, peace out, God bless, and I'll see you on the flip side. Yay!